I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Tuesday, February 14. Coming up, EPOC commends tax authority, SRHA to get pathology lab, and government lauded on restorative justice initiatives. The news in detail after the break.
It's somewhat of understanding the importance of adding, subtracting, multiplying, dividing.
Math counts.
Learning math will be greatly rewarding, gratifying, edifying, and fulfilling.
Math counts.
It's not hard, but to understand the concept, take the time to learn it, you will think about your prospects. To be a physicist, teacher, biology, shopkeeper, mechanic, or a chemist.
Math counts.
So embrace the wonderful world of mathematics. It's okay to be called a maths fanatic because math counts.
Now the news. The Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, has commended the tax authorities for their efforts to ramp up revenue collection in recent times. Co-chair of EPOC, Keith Duncan, says Jamaica recently moved from 155th to 116th in the measure for ease of paying taxes on the International Ease of Doing Business survey. This, he says, is due largely to the recent efforts of Tax Administration Jamaica to modernize collection efforts through its Revenue Administration Information System, RAIS.
Based on the numbers that they have shared, that the efforts that they have been making in online in making the process easier has been bearing fruit, and we see it reflected in the numbers.
Mr. Duncan says EPOC is confident that the tax authorities have the capacity to meet revenue collection targets going forward, noting that tax revenue intake was $322 billion, some $22 billion above budget for the period ending December 2016. The Southern Regional Health Authority, SRHA, will be getting its own pathology laboratory expected to cost just over $37 million. It will be constructed on the property adjoining the Mandeville Regional Hospital. Chairman of the Board of Management of the SRHA, Wayne Chen, delivered a speech on behalf of Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton at the recent groundbreaking ceremony for the construction of the lab.
It's one of the examples of the public sector, private-public partnership. The reality is that we need almost twice the size of the current central Ministry of Health budget if we are to adequately fulfill the health and wellness needs of the public. The country is operating on a very tight fiscal program. The government cannot do it alone.
When completed, the facility will serve Manchester, Clarendon and St. Elizabeth, eliminating the need for the region's lab tests to be processed at the Cornwall Regional Hospital in St. James. The project is being spearheaded by the Lions Club of Mandeville. Several of Jamaica's multilateral partners have commended the government's ongoing implementation of restorative justice initiatives to aid the reduction of crime and violence. The partners include the Canadian High Commission in Jamaica, Inter-American Development Bank, and the United Nations Children's Fund. Inter-American Development Bank Chief of Operations Harold Arzu says the IDB strongly believes in the positive effects of restorative justice.
This last aspect is of great value to Jamaica, considering that it is the young people who are the main perpetrators of violent crimes. Therefore, this initiative offers a very valuable opportunity for the victims, the offenders, and the communities to reconcile.
Mr. Arzu was speaking at the Justice Ministry's 8th International Restorative Justice Conference in Kingston under the theme Building Restorative Communities in Faith Groups, Schools, and Workplaces. He says rigorous evaluations have demonstrated the significant benefits of restorative justice, including increased satisfaction of the victims with the judicial system. And more than $90 million has been allocated for energy conservation in schools and the development of special education centers in the upcoming fiscal year. This is outlined in the 2017-2018 estimates of expenditure tabled in the House of Representatives recently. Energy audits and structural assessment of 30 secondary schools will be completed, as well as procurement of the services of a project advisor to begin preparatory work for the project. $61 million will go towards reducing electricity bills at the schools by up to 70%. It also seeks to create an energy conservation and efficiency culture through the implementation of recommendations from energy audits of the institutions. Meanwhile, $32 million has been earmarked for the establishment of special education diagnostic centers, including the completion of the facility at the St. James-based Sam Sharp Teachers College. Other centers are to be established at Church Teachers College in Manchester and at the Portland-based College of Agriculture, Science and Education, CASE. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.